This is an iHeart podcast.
And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
it is the Jesse Kelly Show. And all right, here's the dealie, yo. What, Chris? I'm vibing. Isn't that how you use that word? Is that not how you use that word? Well, stop making up stupid words then, and I'll stop responding with them. All right. I don't have any update on the Donald Trump raid. I told you we'd continue to give you updates throughout the show. And look, we have dug through 1,000 different news sources in the past 5 minutes or so while you were in break. No one knows anything, and I'm not going to do that to you. It's a bunch of, it could be related to this, it might be related to that. I don't know, my best friend's cousin's dog's aunt's uncle said it's related to this. We don't know, so I'm not going to tell you we know. Whatever. They were there. I'm guessing they took some stuff, and then we'll see tomorrow what it is. And look, this is, let's say something offensive here. This is why the people around you are so critical for your life. Christopher Wray is the head of the FBI. Obviously, the head of the FBI would have to sign off on something like this. Donald Trump appointed Christopher Wray. Reportedly, if we're to be believed, Donald Trump appointed Christopher Wray based on a recommendation from Chris freaking Christie. What is it with everyone named Chris being a loser? Oh, sorry, Chris, I forgot you were here. Never mind. No, but seriously. Chris Christie? Listen, there are 1,000 lessons you can learn in life, but one thing I most definitely have learned in mine, the times where my friends were all dirt balls, I was a dirt ball. And then when my friends got to be better human beings, I was a better human being. You know, there's 1,000 sayings about this. You show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. 1,000 say they're all true. They're all true. I've already told my sons this. And look, I'm thrilled that I know this because I'm simply going to judge all their friends this way. I'm going to know exactly who my sons are by how their friends are. At one point in time when I was in high school, all my friends got busted with loads of beer at a party. I always had a particular instinct for this sort of thing. Looked around at that very same party, which I very much was at, about 10 minutes before, and I said, man, this is loud. The music's loud. The neighbors don't seem good. You know, I'm going to mosey on out of here. But my parents weren't stupid. All of my friends seemed to go down in one night for the same crime. Not me, Mom and Dad. I was playing Yahtzee somewhere. Oh, please. They knew. That's true in your personal life. It's true in your business life. It's true in the political world. I mean, so business life. The show. You know how many of these awesome sound cuts and things like that you'd have? You know how many of these great stories, these little gems you'd have if it was just me and no Chris and Michael? Not many of them. Surround yourself with the right people. The wrong people will destroy you. You don't ever ask Chris Christie who should head the FBI. Christopher Wray. Good freaking great. This is Christopher Wray.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest, I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out of here.
Took more than 5 minutes.
877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I'm going to play this again, but I want you to think about this while I play it, because I was just thinking about it. It just popped into my head. It's what happens when you have a huge brain, Chris. What, Chris? Anyway, no, seriously, I was thinking about this as I was playing it. The director of the FBI sat there in front of the United States Senate This is, look, you don't raid the president's house because you woke up on the wrong side of the bed that morning. You've planned this operation for a week or two, if not more. So Christopher Wray went before the GOP Senate with full knowledge that he was going to have his FBI raid the home of Donald Trump on Monday. And not only did he sit there totally unafraid to stonewall them on the questions, he also told them he had to leave early to go get on a private jet and go take a vacation. You know what really strikes me about that? How incredibly unafraid the administrative state is of the Republicans. How embarrassing. What a horrific indictment. This guy, the director of the FBI, sits in front of the GOP Senate, gives them the double middle finger. Hey, guys, can you wrap it up? I got to go on a vacay. Knowing he's about to raid Donald Trump's home, and did it all with a smile on his face.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how.
How unafraid they are. Again, 877-377-4373. I'll let you have your say tonight. Don't take that. Don't take what happened as some kind of indictment on the communists. Communists are now, as they always were, vicious, violent, moralist pieces of filth who will use the forces of government against their political opponents to gain power. Communists haven't changed. We should be embarrassed. Not you personally, not me, but the people we support, the people we vote for, are so feckless, so useless, so spineless. These people are now doing these things to us, and they're doing it right in their faces and mocking them about it. Somebody walks in my house and slaps one of my kids around and then leaves one day. That's bad. He's a bad guy. He walks in my house and slaps him around the next day. I'm a bad guy. That's the truth. The truth is, this is our fault. That's the truth. All right. I have to address a couple other things before we are going to get to the phones here. 877-377-4373. Because look, let's talk about it. Christopher Wray, Trump's appointment. There's an article out today, Inside the War Between Trump and His Generals, How Mark Milley and the Others in the Pentagon Handled the National Security Threat Posed by Their Own Commander-in-Chief. And it goes on, of course, the New Yorker, to describe how he's going to fight Donald Trump tooth and nail. And remember, Mark Milley announced that he was going to call his Chinese counterpart and warn him if we were going to attack. That's high treason, by the way. That's high treason. You can't do that. But what does all this mean? What it means is this. The Republican way of thinking when it comes to everything has to have radical changes made to it, especially the FBI, the good men and women at the FBI. Oh, my gosh, if I have to hear that one more time. And the military, too. It's time to start looking at officers who are ranked above 06 much differently than we do. It's time to stop looking at all those ribbons and medals they usually gave themselves sitting there on their chest and starting to get in awe of it. Wow, he must be a war hero. Look at all this stuff. And it's time to start looking at that rank. Oh, those stars on his collar. Wow. And start assuming he's a political piece of crap and a Democrat hack. That's what it's time to start assuming. Now, I don't take any pleasure at all in saying that. I think that freaking sucks. You probably don't take any pleasure in hearing it. Nevertheless, that's the hand we've been dealt. The next Republican president better do more than fire everyone at the FBI. He better take a daggone blowtorch to the United States military. And I'm telling you, the officer corps, it should look like a ghost town in the officer corps by the time he's done firing every single person there. Low-T GOP. That is what we have. That's what we have. That's what the problem has been. Well, which swamp rat should I appoint today, guys? Oh, barf. 877-377-4373. They all do. They all need Chuck. So just get a whole bunch of male vitality stacks and send them to every Republican congressman and every Republican senator and every Republican running for president out there. Because if we have another bunch of low-T GOP losers, we are screwed in 2024. All natural herbal supplements, by the way. Boost your testosterone by 20% in 90 days with natural supplements. That's absurd. That's how incredible this stuff is. No medicine, no chemicals, no shots. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk, guys. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the whole store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's more than they've seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said,
it is The Jesse Kelly Show. And boy, oh boy, what a... Talk about just a wake-up call for where we are as a nation, huh? They're not slowing down. They're not backing off. They keep going. And I know this is not exactly something easy to swallow, especially not for people who love the country. When you watch, because it's more about more than Trump, right? It's about way more than Trump. If this is where we are as a country, yikes. So I know I never take calls. It's just a very rare thing, but I thought maybe it'd probably be appropriate tonight to let you blow off a little steam. But hey, don't think as we're taking a bunch of calls tonight, the rules have changed. 877-377-4373. Get to the point. No small talk. You don't have to tell me you love the show. I'm not going to thank you for listening. Get right to the point quickly. All right. John in Texas, go.
I got a text message just a second ago that said they raided the compound because of the destruction of the documents, presidential documents.
I've heard this too. That it was about destroying documents, deleting text messages. I've heard it was about taking documents that had classified information. I do want to just remind everybody that in no way is going to be some kind of excuse that makes the FBI look better. Hillary Clinton had tens of thousands of emails with classified information on it, and she never got a raid by the FBI. In fact, Hillary Clinton got, by all accounts, the most sugary little sit-down interview for 5 minutes with the FBI and got let off scot-free. No, 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 no. You don't get to act like classified information is now this sacred stuff where you have to send an army of FBI agents. That ain't how it works. Whitney in New York, go.
Yeah, one, you can't have a country if you can't defend their borders, and I don't understand why we aren't defending our borders. Canada don't allow into their country, and yet Mexico, you can walk across the border anytime you want to. That's just not right.
Whitney, what are you drinking?
Yes. Me? Bush.
Ooh, Bush. Bush or Bush Light? Be honest now. Don't lie.
Oh, no, Bush. Okay. Whole Bush, no light.
I respect it. I totally respect it. Big Bush fan myself. Lorianne in Pennsylvania, go.
Hi, Jesse. You mentioned a very interesting book, and I'm not a learned person. I'm a pod. But 20 years ago, I'm an artist. 20 years ago, another artist mentioned to me the book called The Fourth Turning, and I don't know why, but I went out and bought it. And I have to admit, I turned right to the Fourth Turning part because it was more current, and I couldn't tell you how it parallels the events that have taken place in the past few years. And
it does. Just know gigantic events. I mean, multiple events take place on a world stage when it comes time to cast off the old leadership. I almost look at it, and this is honestly, I'm doing this on the fly here, so this is the worst example in the world, but look, that's the best I can do. Like a snake shedding its skin. how it gets rid of all the old dead skin so it can have something new. Look, my kids own a snake. You're going to have some snake analogies, all right? Live with it. But seriously, that's what the world does. The problem is during these turnings, when the world has these massive turnings where they're casting off the old and trying to figure out where they're going with what's new, they're really dark, man. They're dark. It's hard. And there's famine, and there's death, and there's war, and then sometimes there are civil wars, and there's revolutions, and there's all kinds of ugliness that comes with shedding that skin. That's just, look, I don't say that to bring anybody down. It is what it is. Look, this is a period of time God's given us. Doesn't do any good to sit around and cry about it, but man alive, it's pretty obvious now that's where we're heading. Evan in Pennsylvania, go.
Pure talk phone. Hey, you know how long it's going to take to hire 87,000 IRS agents? Well, I tell you how they're going to do it. They're going to hire AI synthetics, and they're going to take their salaries and going to pay off the swamp, and they're going to weaponize it against us. We got bigger problems, my friend. That's all.
Gosh, that's such a great phone call. I don't even agree with what he said. That's such a great phone call. Now, it's not that I think it was dumb. I thought it was a very smart point. Where are they getting the 87,000 people is a great question, right? You understand how difficult it is for small businesses, even large businesses right now, to hire talent? So how in the world does the federal government think it's going to be able to track down 87,000 people who want to work in the most despised profession in the history of the world? Jesus was out there talking about taxpayers. How are they going to do it? I have an idea. And it's, boy, I hope I'm wrong. I have a terrible idea just popped into my head. And I'll get back to the calls in a second, 877-377-4373. I think they're simply going to go to the various Democrat activist groups and hire them into the IRS. Chris is cringing. Chris, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Where else are you going to find them? Because they have to have them. I mean, go talk to a small mom and pop run diner right now. Ask them how hard it is for them to find one waiter. One fry cook. The IRS just has 87,000 people on standby begging for a job. No, they sure don't. I think they're just good. Look, it's not like, again, you see this FBI raid today of Trump. It's not like they're going to worry about decorum. It's not like they're going to worry about how it looked. I think they're going to go to the 8,000 different communist activist groups in this country, hire them up, and in they go. And now we have an army against us. Yeah. Brian in Denver. Go, boss.
Hey, I'm a lefty, and I like Trump better than I like the Democrat alternatives. I am very concerned about them starting World War III. Say what you will about Trump. He didn't provoke Russia or China. Very concerned about the supply lines. China takes Taiwan. There goes our microchips and semiconductor technology for a while.
You know, that's an excellent point, Brian. You know, 80 to 90% of the goods of the world pass through that strait over there. We have big world changing things happening outside of us. And that's part of where I'm going where I think we're heading towards a turning. It's not just the things happening internally, man, externally. It's a big deal. You understand China's cutting us off because of that Nancy Pelosi trip. We got the Russia-Ukraine thing. It's just nothing but ugly out there. The whole world looks like The View. All right. I'm going to let you have your say. Get it off your chest. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Yeah.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an unexpected night. I have to be honest, I had a million different directions we were going to go tonight, as much as we plan out this disaster of a show. But the old FBI raiding the home of the former president and possible future president kind of seems to take everything over. Again, we are still digging into it. I don't know that we're going to have any update for you tonight on the why. You know, we don't have a why. We have a bunch of theories. Everyone has a bunch of theories. Probably some of these theories are correct, mainly because everyone has one, but we don't know why yet. All right. All right. John in Virginia, go.
The Treasury agents, I don't think they're after our money. The ATF is controlled by the Treasury agents. Do you believe that they may be sending some of these Treasury agents to gun shops to...
I don't know where that's going. Anton, San Diego, go.
Jesse, I'll rattle off a bunch of things real quick. So these events like Mar-a-Lago J6 hearings, they're all designed at creating audio and sound bites that can be used in ads so we can always continue to besmirch a guy and use him for political ads and do what two failed impeachments couldn't do. So with that, thank God we have DeSantis in the chamber. And quote me, before these elections come up, they will use and polarize some unfortunate event between a person of color and the police. They will reactivate BLM, create civil unrest, to take the minds, but also to touch that emotional button within people of color. But me, as a black man, I have no fear of the police because I operate within the parameters of the law. But I do have a big phobia and fear of a government, because if they can do that to a rich, wealthy billionaire, what can they do to me?
Now, so, Anton, let me ask you something. Everything else aside, you think they're going to fire up, and I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm not saying you're crazy or anything like that, you think they're going to fire up some police black man incident like they did with George Floyd and fire all that up. Do you think that would be as effective the second time, or do you think most of the country would recoil at the scam early on?
I think some of them will, of course, recoil. However, I do believe the lower income earners that are affected by the gas pump, that are seeing the prices, they're more inclined to swing and move from Democrat to Republican and try something new. And I think it might touch enough of their buttons, you know, just because, I mean, again, I'm a black man and I deal with a lot, in some cases, family, friends, because I have conservative values. So the way I look at it is, hey, you know me. You know I'm an honest guy. You know I'm a family man. Oh, but wait, hold up. I like this guy. Investigate me. Find out what it is that I like about that person. And then let's leave that open for discussion.
I like it. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss. Hey, hold on, Joaquin, before you go. How are you holding up?
I'm really feeling crappy, Jesse. I'm in my 60s, you know, and this is all really bringing me down really bad. And after hearing this bill that came through, I'm actually pretty petrified. I'm very terrified. I think our country's going to go down the toilet. And I wanted to give you a Red Lobster story, a high-class white trash trail. However, that's going to wait for another call. I want to actually attack our conservative pundits, okay? I wish that somebody would... I'm in a truck. I listen to the radio 12 hours a day, okay? 6 hours before I get to... Glenn Beck, and then you, and then I go home and I watch Tucker Carlson. That's when the truth comes out. Everybody else, Kung Fu Chicken, I hate to say I like the other guy, Secret Agent Man, but these guys are not nailing the Democrats what they are. They keep saying that they have misguided policies, you know, bad policies. No, they are communists. They're putting a communist takeover into this country, global communist takeover, and unless our people recognize it for what it is, we are going to be totally destroyed. And in this bill, they're going after the farmers. They're going to pay them not to farm. And through all this climate change stuff, we're being totally destroyed, Jesse.
Look, the climate change stuff, they're death cultists. We are being destroyed. However, I want to go back to something I teased at the beginning of the show, or at the second hour I was supposed to get to this, and then the stinking FBI went kicking down Trump's door, and it kind of blew up the rest of the show. We have a different system here in America than other countries. Our state power, because this is how the country was designed, our states, our individual states, They have more strength and more infrastructure and more institutional control than you think. A lot more than other nations. Now, have they given up a lot of that to the federal government? Of course. There's a ton of great America that's still great, that's going to be able to be great if we're diligent enough to preserve it, if we're moving to these red areas and we're winning elections there, local elections, not sexy Congress, local elections, fortifying. There's still so many great little honey holes out there for us. Don't think all is lost. All is not lost. Are we taking losses? Absolutely. Is the federal government maybe lost? Probably. Yeah, I bet. But all is not lost. Take heart. All right? Take heart. Vince, Wisconsin. Go, boss.
Hey, first off, love your show. My favorite. I got a couple things. One is if you could kind of maybe go over what limitations the FBI has, like why, you know, how can they get you, like how can they raid, and where's the line drawn where they can't? And I just think it's kind of just a quick point. Maybe the numbers, the viewing numbers, and what Trump has touched on at CPAC and everything, maybe they're hitting the panic button, you know? I mean, it's getting close to midterms, and they've had this heightened level of panic about Trump and conservatives.
Well, I accidentally hung up on you a little early. First of all it takes to raid the home of a former president. Remember, the former president's just a civilian. You know what it takes to raid Donald Trump's home? The exact same thing it takes to raid your home. It takes a warrant. Now, you want to bring the FBI down on there. That means you went to a federal judge and you got a warrant. Now, normally, you and me, we would say to ourselves, oh, okay, that makes sense. They must have something. Except we just lived through Donald Trump getting railroaded by the FBI because they lied to the FISA court and got a warrant they never should have got. Chris, look the number up again because I keep losing it about the FISA court. Remember, the FISA court was created as this special court that you were supposed to have to jump through 1,000 hoops before they would approve you spying on American citizens, right? It was supposed to be this whole thing. The number's well north of 90% their approval rate. And if I remember right, last time Chris looked this up, I think it's like 98. So it just has become a rubber stamp for the FBI. What does it take to raid the home of a president? All it takes is to control the various institutions. You control the DOJ, you control the FBI, you control enough federal judges, and you can sure storm the home of the President of the United States of America. Ain't nothing stopping you. Jonathan, Tennessee, go, boss.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I know everybody's wound up. Just keep your head and stay cool.
Amen. That's great advice at all times. Keep your head, stay cool. Look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Full disclosure, what I'm going to do, because I'll admit this has my blood up a little bit. Here's my plan. I'm not telling you this has to be your plan. Here's my plan. I'm going to wake up, or I'm going to go home tonight, and I got a good bottle of Jim Beam for my birthday. One of my buddies got it for me, and I'm going to pour myself a glass of Jim Beam when I get home. Then tomorrow morning, you know what I'm going to wake up and do? Makes me feel better every time. I'm going to work out. And I'm going to spend 20 minutes practicing with my weapon. Remember, I have a Mantis X system. I will be practicing with my weapon in my home. Truth be told, I wish I could go to the range tomorrow morning and fire live rounds. But Mantis X gets me the practice I want. I get put through drills. And I will feel like after a workout and after I practice with Mantis X, I will feel like I myself am marginally better. And it'll cool me off. Maybe that's a great idea for all of us. Let's all knock out some push-ups and do some gun practice, huh? If you want to practice inside of your home without firing a shot or driving to the range, you should get a Mantis X system. I cannot stress enough how many emails I get thanking me for this amazing gift giver. MantisX.com. It's what the Marines use. It's what the Green Berets use. Let's go. Focus on ourselves. Let's personally get better. MantisX.com.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and whew, I get some days and we get some breaking news on the show, but man, it is not every day the former president of the United States of America has his door kicked in by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Golly. All right, I'll let you finish having your say in a second before I get to headlines I didn't get to. Before I get to that, go buy some Percal sheets from MyPillow, because at least it's, you'll at least be able to sleep and not sweat to death as the world comes to an end. You know what you really need in case of nuclear winter? Percal sheets, because you won't be sweating. Chris, what? They're breathable, man. They're summer sheets. They're cool and breathable. I think that's what we need right now. Joe Biden's going to launch us into World War III. The Democrats are going to send the FBI and IRS to arrest us all. I wonder, you don't think they have Percal sheets in federal prison, do you? Those will be nice. What, Chris? I'll get the wife to send me some. She better act now. Limited supply. Queen size sets normally $89.98. Right now, they're $39.98. In all seriousness, they are freaking wonderful sheets. I hate sweating at night in the summertime. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. All right, that's what gets you the discount. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544. All right. Go, John in Long Island.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I had a quick question for you. As a law-abiding citizen of the United States, what is something that I can do? Is there a way I could take action?
No. That's a crappy answer to give somebody, right? I'm mad. I want to help. I want to do what's right. What can I do? Part of living in this corrupt system we're in now is accepting there are so many horrific things happening right now that are outside of our control. You can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about it. Here's what you can do if you want to make yourself feel better. One, I talk about this a lot now, and I'll be honest, I've been doing this a lot more lately, and it helps. Focus on yourself. And I don't mean that. I don't mean that selfishly. I don't mean get extra selfish. I mean, when your country's burning down, right, and everything's going to crap around you, if you can't control it, that sucks. Get physically stronger. Get a little healthier. Work out. Make some preparations in case things go bad. That's one. Two, get involved locally. Locally. I'll tell you something. Here, you need some encouragement? I'm going to have him on later on this week. Ryan Gerdusky. He runs all these school boards. I talked to you about him earlier on the show. He runs all these school board races across the country. He's a good friend of mine. And he's not only running school board races across the country, finding people who believe what you believe what I believe, they're winning. We are sweeping out communist school boards and sweeping in people who believe what you and I believe. Now, maybe you're sitting there screaming at the radio saying, how does that help Trump? I'm mad. Brother, you can't change the color of the sky, man. There are so many things. Most things are outside of your control. They're outside of my control. You're just a guy, man. I'm just a guy. What are we going to do? Things are outside of our control. We start local. We take the country back from the bottom up, not the top down. The bottom up. We want the tree back. We take the roots. Forget about the leaves and the branches and the things you see on TV. We take the roots, all right? Chuck, Indiana, go.
Yeah, 24-year Army veteran. I'm going to run for school board. Project 1976. All bets are off.
That was dark. Dr. Don in Mississippi, go. All right, I actually forgot to click on the number. All right, forget it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Republicans have long feuded with the mainstream media. Now they are shutting them out. This is our path forward. It's what we must do. It sucks, but it's the way forward. You should, as a Republican, whether you are state, local, federal, you should treat virtually every member of the mainstream media as if they are the communications wing of the Democratic Party, because that's what they are. So always simply be asking yourself, would I sit down and allow my political opponent to interview me? Would I sit and allow myself to be interrogated on camera by my Democrat opponent? If the answer to that question is no, then why are you sitting down with that reporter from the New York Times? Amazon expanding its surveillance capabilities. $1.7 billion iRobot deal includes interior maps of people's homes. Apparently, the Roombas, the little vacuum thingies that run around, apparently they have maps of your home, and Amazon just bought them, and that's not good. CNN's Chris Wallace. Democrats appear set to tell Biden, enjoy your retirement in 2024. Joe Biden served his purpose. In the end, as far as the communist is concerned, he'll end up have been a wildly successful president. He was too old and weak and pathetic to actually do anything to stop the communists around him. And he's always been a weapons-grade jerk anyway. So they'll wait till after the midterms. They'll get crushed. They'll use Biden as the scapegoat and push old Pappy Joe out the back door to go slobber on himself in Delaware. And then they'll try to usher in a brand new communist to win in 2024. Fire at the Cuba oil facility spreads as the third tank ignites. I don't care. It's Cuba. Indiana becomes first state to pass a near total abortion ban since Roe. Outstanding. Good for you, Indiana. Democrats block plan requiring Biden to keep Title 42 at the southern border. Here's a reminder that the border is open on purpose because the Democratic Party is an anti-American party of subversives attempting to destroy the United States of America because they hate it. We really don't have to dance around that. That's what it is. CNN redefines groomer as anti-LGBTQ slur. It is kind of weird how offended they got so quickly at the term groomer. Almost like there's something there. Climate change advocates' appalling take on lightning strike that killed three in D.C. I'll spare you the details. I think you can use your imagination. Some lightning strike killed some elderly couple. Really sad. Close to the White House in D.C. It was very, very sad. Terrible way for some old couple, you know what I mean, to end their life like that. But of course, the climate change demons looked at that and thought, wow, that's exciting. Let's jump on it, guys. Analysis. Inflation Reduction Act would increase taxes on nearly all Americans, which may sound suicidal to you. We're in a recession, inflation's high, they're raising taxes. Just remember, the destruction is intentional. Ted Cruz blasts Biden plan to make the IRS larger than the FBI and the Border Patrol with 87,000 new hires. Okay, how many are you going to fire next time you take power? A challenge for anti-abortion states. Doctors are reluctant to work there. Here's a reminder. You know what? I'm going to set this aside. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. I believe there's a tremendous opportunity here for Republicans with a lot of money. I believe they can organize a brand new medical state, medical institutions, as our old ones are completely rotted and useless and gone. I think there's an opportunity there. Anyway, look, I have a lot of big brain thoughts, Chris. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We are going to get to more stories than we did tomorrow because we had breaking news today, all right? I've got to go vibe now. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.